Okay, so the Gemara here on Lamed Aleph, just to review for a second, the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph. Right, again, the Mishnah says that Shavuos Ha'edus is noeg beruyin lahayd. After saying that you need rechokim, you need anoshim, right, you need ksherim. So, again, the problem the Gemara deals with is, the Gemara says, and here on Lamed Aleph, en negesel beruyin lahayd lafukei mai. Right, once you've said the other, what you need, and you've excluded, you know, krovim, psulim, nashim, so what are we talking about? We already know that you need ksherim, right? So the Gemara says that manda ama amra papa lafuke melech, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov said lafuke mesachik bekuvia. That Rav Papa thought that the exclusion was to melech, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov thought that it was to exclude mesachik bekuvia. Then the Gemara explains that manda amra mesachik bekuvia kol shekein melech. The one who thinks that mesachik bekuvia is excluded from Shavuos Ha'edus, we'll explain it one more second, although this is just review, he certainly thinks that Melech is excluded. And the one, on the other hand, the Manda Amar Melech, but our Papa who says Melech, Aval Masachik Bekuvi Midarai Samech Sechazi, for Rabbanon who dipaslu. Okay. So, on the other hand, if you hold that the exclusion is Melech, so it doesn't mean that you sign on to Masachik Bekuvia being an exclusion, that would not have Korban Shua Sa'idus. And basically what we did the last couple of weeks, we were discussing Mesachik Bekuvia. Mesachik Bekuvia is a stand-in. I mean, technically it means gamblers, but it's an example of Psulei Edus Drabanan. And it gave us a little of a chance to discuss two different topics, I guess, on the intersection between two topics. Right? One topic is the relationship between Drabanans and Daraisas generally. Right, because this is certainly an example of that. Right, Rav Papa saying midaraisa mechzichazi, minatora besachim bekuvias kashal edus. Right, midrabanan hu dafkua. So the idea that daraisa dinim should depend on daraisa standards, we'll say it that way, and that if somebody's puzzle leedus midrabanan, you know that shouldn't affect their status vis-a-vis the dinim daraisa, is a very reasonable idea, and that's what Rav Papa is saying. And if you look at the Gemara in Yoma, which we read towards the end of the last shiur, right, the Gemara there talks about the last paragraph of Yoma, right, so again, Ma'inyan Yom Kippur, you know, Shavuos Ha'edus. Shavuos Ha'edus is part of everything, as we know. So, but that, they quote our Mishnah here, and this machlokas between our Papa and our Bacha Bar Yaakov. What's it about? Because the Gemara there says, commenting on the Mishnah, that Achila, Shtia, right, the five inuyim of Yom Kippur, they're all asur. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink. So the Gemara says, what do you mean not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink? Right? It's a chiyuv kares. So saying forbidden doesn't seem to be harsh enough. So the Gemara says, we're talking about chatzishir. So then the Gemara says, what? Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, chatzishir is asur on Torah, but according to Reish Lakish, that chatzishir is only drabanan, what are you going to say? The Gemara says, no. Chatzishir asur midrabanan asur as well. That part is fine. Then the Gemara goes on and says, but if chatzishir is really asur, according to Reish Lakish, at least midrabanan, then maybe that should affect the status of shvua daraisa when it's nijba l'kayim or nijba l'vatel as a mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, v'chi teima an ayin dalon amanal. This is the Gemara we read last week. The Gemara says, v'chi teima, you'll say that if something is only asur midrabanan, it doesn't affect the status daraisa of nijba l'kayim or nijba l'vatel as a mitzvah. Because, you know, that's what you'll say. How can you say such a thing? After all, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that Mesachik Bekuvia is mufka from Korban Shua Seidus, quoting our Mishnah, quoting our Gemara. So as we showed last week, Rashi, when he wants to explain the idea, right, Rashi says, why would you think that because something is prohibited, midrabanan, chatzishir asur midrabanan, that would mean that it's mujba v'yomed mehar Sinai, that, you know, that there's no shvua sabitui for it. Why would anybody think that? So Rashi says, because of lo sasur. Right? So that's why we took a little foray, a small one, you know, last week into the Gemara Bracha stuff. Yutess and Rashi there, which I think is consistent with Rashi here, and we mentioned the Rambam and the Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvos about lo sasur, and the Rambam and Uchas Mamrim. So part of the topic here, as, you know, if for no other reason than the fact that the Gemara in Yoma discusses it in that context. The Gemara ends up in Yuma making a distinction. The Gemara says, no, shining the Sachik Bekuvya, because when it comes to Korban Shavuos Eid, it says, Behu Eid, or Ro Yada, Im Lo Yagid V'Nasa Avono. You have to be a Bar Hagada, and this is not a Bar Hagada, because these Pasal Eidus Mirabah. So what does the Matzkanus HaGemara mean? You have to look at Rashi there, and the Rak there, and all the Rishonim there to see what is the Gemara's Matzkanus. So one part of the topic is this question of Doraisa and Drabanans and standards and so on. The other part of the topic is whether or not the first topic is really relevant or not. Meaning, maybe Korban Shavuos Eidos is a din and Hefsid Mamon, in which case, well, we don't really care so much in the end of the day why something is excluded. We really care that it is excluded. In other words, when it came to these Eidim being sworn under oath that they do or don't know testimony, the question is their lying, right, costing, you know, Reuven $100? And if it's not, then their silence might be a lie, right, but it's not a consequential Choshen Mishpat event. Because if they were to come forward, we wouldn't listen to them anyway. Right? So that's the issue. So that's what we got into. The Rajba, and the who came up with the new Chiddush, right? The Psula Eidus Drabanan are accepted. There's a Kabbalah Seidus regarding Tvisa, and the Netziv in Merome Sadeh, right? Who was talking about Lifnei Achraza, or what if they do Tshuva, right? People coming up with Nafkaminas that Psula Eidus Drabanan aren't completely excluded from a Hefsid Mamon point of view. Or no, really, this really is the issue. Whether it's a formal din of Shvuas Sheker L'Shem Eid, and it's more of a Bitui Halacha, or is it really more of a Choshen Mishpat Halacha or some kind? So that's what we, that was last week's, or the last year and a half, I guess, discussion. What I wanted to do tonight, briefly, is talk about the Melech part, and then we'll move on. So the Rav Papa said Melech. Now, what's funny about Melech, so, and then the Gemara says, if you hold Melech, it doesn't necessarily mean Misachim Bekuvia is excluded, maybe only Melech. So it sounds like Melech is worse than Misachim Bekuvia. Which at minimum seems to mean that it's a Pagam on a Doraisa level. Right? Whereas Misachim Bekuvia, that's what we've been discussing, is only a Pagam on a Drabanan level. The problem is, what is this Pagam? And where does it come from? What's the makor of the pagam? Or what is the pagam? And if there really is no makor or no obvious psul, you know, we could even make the case that maybe it's better than Misachik Bekuvia. But that can't be, at least not according to the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that if you hold like our papa, right, only Melech and not Misachik Bekuvia, Misachik Bekuvia is midaraisa michzi chazi udrabanan huda paslus, apparently Melech is midaraisa lo mechzichazi, right? So what is it about Melech that is pasul? That's the big question. There's no Gemara that says explicitly, as far as I know, what this pagam of Eidus and Melech is, or whether there even is a pagam in Eidus. Now, one could have said that there really is no pagam, but what there is perhaps a ptur, or lack of chiyuv Haggadah Seidus. Again, our first topic of the year was the obligation to come forward and give testimony when you know it. Right? The chiyuv Haggadah Seidus. And we've also noted that theoretically, and for some Rishonim certainly, that chiyuv Haggadah is a linchpin, it's a prerequisite for the chiyuv of Korban Shavuos Seidus. And that's if you subsequently lie about your knowledge in a consequential manner, where you were obligated to come forward, then that's, you know, that's the package, let's say, that gives you the chi of Korban Shavuos Eidos. So, you know, without any further, let's say, analysis, one would probably, and even then it's mechudash, one would have said that a melech is not obligated to come forward and testify, and therefore, not that he is possibly Eidos, but that he's patur mikarban shuas eidos, because a requirement in that chiyuv is that he be mechuyev lahai. And indeed, I think this is probably the mainstream view. Certainly Sefer Achinuch understood it this way. Sefer Achinuch says explicitly, it's not earlier in the year, that if an eid were to be made, the eidus would be chal. He's not possibly eidus. A melech. What did I say? What?
Eight.
Oh, I'm sorry. If an eid would be made? Okay. So if a melech were to be made, that the eidus would be chal. Yeah.
Rashi seems to give some shot, because the kovod melech, not the gan.
Right, yeah. So Rashi, for example, speaks about Kavod HaMelech, is probably saying exactly this. Maybe that the Melech is not obligated to come to court. Much in the same way that the Gemara says previously, on Lamed Amud Beis, that a Talmud Chacham, Mishum Kavod Talmud Chacham, is not obligated to come to court. And just as we know from the Sugya again in Sanhedrin, that a Kohen Gadol is not obligated to come to court. Now, no one thinks a Kohen Gadol is possibly Eidus. No one thinks a Talmud Chacham is possibly Eidus. All we said about a Talmud Chacham is that he is not obligated to testify in the presence of a Dayan Dezutar Mine. In other words, the Supreme Court Justice, doesn't have to answer the subpoena for small claims court. I guess that's two extremes. But the way that the Gemara seems to say it is, if it's measurable, it's definitely measurable in the case of the Supreme Court and small claims, right? But let's assume it's measurable generally. That somebody is a first-tier Talmud Chacham, right? For him to have to appear in the courtroom of a second-tier Talmud Chacham, thank you, is not required. That's what the Gemara says on Lamed Amud Beis. Now, to say the same thing about a Kohen Gadol, or a melech, and it's exactly what you just quoted from Rashi here. That's one of the examples that we're talking about. Is very reasonable, right? So the obligation, there's no obligation for melech. Kasom tasim alecha melech shetehei masa alecha. So there's a chiyuv, extra chiyuv kavod, right, to a melech. If anything, and this goes to something we talked already about a couple of times, the hierarchy, let's say, of kavod, right? Who demands greater kavod, right? In terms of level, quantity and quality. A melech, a kohen gadol, or a talmud chacham, right? So, this is the small tosis on Lamed Amud Beis, Aseh D'Kavod HaTorah Adiv. And we read it before. And tosis in Sanhedrin, the parallel, in Yud Ches, right? Do you measure that by, by the inability to be mochel your kavod? Do we assume that the Talmud Chacham shemachal kvoda kvoda machal, but if a Kohen Gadol or a Melech shemachlu kvodam ein kvoda machal, do we assume that that means it's a higher form of kavod? That's one day in Tosis. And the other day in Tosis is, no, actually maybe Talmud Chacham is even a higher form than Kohen Gadol or Melech. Right? In one case you can be mochal, in the other case you can't. The answer is because, again, the Talmud Chacham owns his kavod, if you will. He deserves his kavod, or part of his kavod is personal, we'll say, right? He's kona, his Torah, and therefore he can be mochel his kavod. But a Kohen Gadol and a Melech, right, his kavod derives from the office, from the institution, and therefore it's not a subject, he's not the bailim to be mochel. But when these categories are operative, maybe the kavod of the Talmud Chacham is greater. This is when Tosis is trying to, measure, a Talmud Chacham maybe doesn't have to stand, in court, but maybe it sounds like Yanai HaMelech, they told him to stand. We'll read the Yanai case inside. So the point I'm trying to make is, so most Rishonim are of the opinion, the Chinuch says explicitly, the Melech were to be made, the Eidus would be Chal. And most of the opinion, that like Rashi, that the problem is that he's not obligated to come to court. Now that could still explain very well why there's no Korban Shavuos Eidus. However, if you say that, just to make it clear, then the question you might want to ask, or a question that you might want to raise, is what about Isurim? Because the din, right, that if a person, that a person out of Kavod can be exempted, let's say, from coming to court is known to us in the case of Talmud Chacham in Dinei Mamonos. But again, just to remind you the Gemara that we read already earlier, Right? The Gemara says that if you look here, Amar Rav Bar Avuna, we did this already, right? Haitzubim Rabbanan. This is on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. Amar Rav Bar Avuna. Haitzubim Rabbanan. The Yada B'Sadusa. He knows testimony. The Zila B'Milsa L'Meza L'Beidi Daina. Right? The Zutar Mine. Exactly what we just talked about. But it's a Prisas Hakavod for him to show up in the courtroom of a Dayan who is a lesser person than him. La Sude Kame. So the din is Lo Lezel. He doesn't have to go. But then the Gemara says, "Om Rav Shesha, Braid Ravidi, Afanana Mitnina, Matzasaka Filu Kupa, in Darkolita." It's the same din of Vyasalamta, Aveda, Arizalayita. But then the Gemara says, "Hani Mili Bemamona, Avabi Surah, in Chachme, in Turna, in Eitzel, in Eger Hashem, Kol Mokum Shesh Chil Hashem, in Cholkin Kavod L'Rav." So the Gemara, on the surface, I mean, the whole discussion about the Tumim here, yes, no, what about if it's a terrible Pchisas HaKavod? But the pashtus, the heter of kavod, you know, not showing up in court, is limited to momentous, not to isur. So Tosas in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says Hu Adin, Kohen Gadol and Melech, because it's all the same, and it's all the same in both respects. Meaning, Talmud Chacham, Melech, and Kohen Gadol are all exempt from coming to court in Dinei Mamonos out of Kavod. But for the same reason, right, in Eitza, in Tfuna, Keneged Hashem, you know, all three of them would be obligated to come to court in matters of Isurim or Nefashos because of that factor in consideration. In the Rambam, it's a trickier thing. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Eidos. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, the Rambam says in Aleph Eidos Halacha Beis that a Talmud Chacham, he quotes his halacha, and expands it a little bit, right? Hayase v'hayase, says the Rambam. He's not obligated, you know, to come to appear in front of a dayan who's lesser than him. And then he adds, based on this Gemara, however, in matters of Isurim, he is obligated because of this this consideration of in chachma in tfuna in etzel and neged Hashem komakom sheish gil Hashem in cholkin kavod l'rav. However, the next halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, I don't think I have it in these sheets, but we've had it before, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that's when the Rambam quotes Kohen Gadol. Right? Do you have the Rambam here, by the way? Eidos?
Which one do you need?
Eidos? Shoftim.
Shoftim? Yeah,
there you go. See, we're back in business. This completes the refuah shleima.
It gets used.
What?
I said the Rambam gets used a little bit.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. That's what it's there for, right? So, here. Again, we've seen this Rambam. I'm just reviewing, but you'll see why it's so important in a minute. Ha'ed mitzuva l'hoid, this is Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, right? Ha'ed mitzuva l'hoid bebezdin mikol edus sheyodeya. That's the Chiyuv Agada. That's the first halacha in Hilchoseidus. It should be the first halacha in Hilchoseidus, right? There's no explicit, it's based on, you know, the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Mishnah and Sanhedrin, everything we discussed in the beginning of the year. It's implicit in many Gemaras that there's a Chiyuv Agada. That's the first halacha in Hilchoseidus. Right? Bein be edus sheyitz chayu bo chabeiro, bein be edus sheyizakeyu bo, v'hu sheyit venel hoyd bedini mamanas. That's the first halacha. Then comes halacha beis. Hoya ha'ed chacham gadol, v'hoya bezdin, pachas mimenu b'chachma. He's a big Talmud Chacham. The dayan sitting is less than him. Hoel v'ein kvodo she'el chafneim asei shel kavod haTorah adif. That line of asei shel kavod haTorah adif appears in the Gemara, but not in this case. The Rambam expanded it, and this says v'yesh lo lihimana. And we talked about that, right? I think it means he's not supposed to show up, right? The minchas chinuch, or the chinuch and the minchas chinuch, think that it means that if he wants, he could stay away, but l'chadchila he should show up, right? That's how the chinuch and minchas chinuch read it. But either way, okay. B'medvar mamur beidus mamon. This is our Gemara. Aval beidus edus shemafresh b'mina yisur. L'chein be'edus nefashos omakos. Right? Holeichu meid. Ein chachma l'neged Hashem. Kol makom sheshkel Hashem. En mashkichar al kvar hara. That's our Gemara. Then comes halacha gimel. Kohen gadol. This is based on the sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Ches. We're going to see the Melech part in a minute. Kohen Gadol Einu Chayiv L'Hoid El Eidus Shehi L'Melech Yisrael B'Vad. Ah, that's interesting. It's not exactly what the Gemara says, but okay, that he's only obligated to come to court to give testimony to a melech, because a melech is superior to him in the kavod, you know, arena. Therefore, holech lebezna god lemeidba, avol bishar ha'iduyos potter. So Kohen Gadol is supposed to come to the Bezdin only for Melech. What's missing in this halacha? The distinction between Mamon and Iser. So if you look at the Nosei Kelim here, they are pretty much evenly divided, you know, whether or not to make that diuk or not. Now, it's half of them say that, you know, that there's a diuk to be made here. When it came to Tamil Chacham, right, the Gemara of Ein Chachma Ein Tvuna is quoted and codified by the Rambam. And when it comes to Kohen Gadol, nothing is mentioned. So some of the Nosei Kelim say that that's because the kavod of a Kohen Gadol is even bigger than the kavod of a Tamil Chacham. He's only supposed to show up for the Melech. And therefore, not only are there less people for him to, you know, to break this rule, but it extends even in the area of Isurin. And the others say, no, the paradigm is Tamil Chacham, and Kohen Gadol's even more. But once the Rambam codifies in Chachma, in Eitza, in Tfuna, l'neged Hashem, right, and makes a distinction between Isur and Mamon, it's self-understood that Huadin, Lagabe Kohen Gadol. So that's a debate, whether Kohen Gadol, Tosus, I say, in Sanhedrin, is very explicit, in their opinion, there's no difference between Melech, Kohen Gadol, and Tamil Chacham. Isurim is an obligation. The Tumim thinks even Tamil Chacham in some cases, if it's enough of a bizayon, that even in Isurim, it, you know, there won't be such an obligation. So I guess the Tumim is, you know, one extreme, and here we have other extremes. Tosis in Sanhedrin is the other extreme, and there's a debate about the Rambam. But what's fascinating is, so again, if you hold like most Rishonim do, like the Rashi here on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, which is that Melech, right, Doraisa, as opposed to Masachek Bekuvia, is excluded from the Chiyuv Agada because of Kavod, I'm just pointing out, so then at least it's an interesting open question. There are two questions, really. One is, what about Isurim? We know what Tosfos and Sanhedrin says about it, Lishitaso, because they think it's the same din. Right? What about Isurim? But in the Rambam, it's an open question. Another question is, the Rambam says here about Tamil Chacham, Yesh Lehimana. And Kohen Gadol doesn't say anything. And I told you, Yesh Lehimanah, there's an argument what he means by it. Fine. But everybody agrees, even if you interpret like me, which is Yesh Lehimanah means better he shouldn't, but everybody agrees that if he comes to court and he testifies, that is Chalos Eidus, that is no question. Right? So what about a Kohen Gadol who chooses to testify? Is it Eidus Chal? Sure. And what about a Melech? For Rashi. Here, and for Tosis and Sanhedrin, and so on. The answer is sure. There may not be a Chiyuv Agada, right? And there might be debate, yes or no, about Isurim. But if he was of our the Heid, you know, there still can be debate whether or not L'chatchila he should or shouldn't be Meid. And either way, B'dieved, right? Im Heid they do so Eidus. He's not possibly Eidus. However, what's fascinating is that the Rambam, this we do have in the sheets, went further than this. And this is all background to what I'm just pointing out about the Rambam. Right? I mean, not just background, obviously, it's Rashi and it's most Rishonim's view. Right? So, So look at the Rambam. In Hilchos Shuos, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. Ram says, "Hayu Edav." This is on page 5, right, yeah. Of the revised. So it's starting from number 9 or 11, however, right. Perek Yud Hakoshvus Halacha Aleph. Ram says, "Hayu Edav, O Echad Mehen, Pasul O Karov." Okay, that's the Mishnah. If you have a Pasul or a Karov, there's no Karban Shvus Edas. Afilu Mipsule Edus Shel Devrayim. The Ram passes like a Bacha by Yaakov. That even Misachik Bekuvia, right, is Pasul as well. So that's Pasul Mipsule Edus Shel Devrayim, right? But then he adds, Oh, Shehaya Melech, Echad Me'edav, She'eno Roy Lahoid. That's not what the Rambam says about Talmud Chacham. It's not what he says about a Kohen Gadol. Yesh lo lehimana, he's not Mechuyev. Here the Rambam says, She'eno Roy Lahoid. Okay. Oh, Shehaya Ed Me'pied. All the cases that we have here, Karov, Pasol, Psuledus, Drabanan, are cases which ein eduso edus and ein a roi lahayid, not ein a mechuyev lahayid alone, right? Oshaya ed mi pied, the kafra v'nishbu p'tur mishuas edus. In all these cases, it sounds like the statement is being made. She'ilu ha'idu, if they were to come and testify, lo hayu mechayvin beidus on mamon. So it sounds like melech is excluded from edus, not just that he's not mechuyev. Love. Or let me put it this way, just make it very simple. How come the Rambam, if he held like Rashi, number one, this is not an accurate statement. Perikud Allah Aleph and Hoshuas. Moreover, where is Melech in Perik Aleph and Chosevus? What? Yeah, I mean he has Talmud Chacham, he has Kohen Gadol. He has Kohen Gadol even written in such a way that everybody's guessing as to what he holds by Isurim and whether it's different than Talmud Chacham. If it was the same din, just more specialized, he should have said, Kohen Gadol only shows up to court for a Melech, right? And otherwise he's not Mechuyev. And Melech doesn't show up for anybody. He's not Mechuyev. No, he's certainly not Mechuyev, but it sounds like...
But he can be Mochel and Kvodon.
Who?
Melech.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, in terms of Edus?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
It would seem to follow, no? The mostly, if you're mochel and you're covered, then you could.
I mean, if it was only a covered, then maybe he could. I mean, just like Kohen Gadol could. But I'm saying the contrary. The Ram says, Eino ra'oi lahayid. He doesn't say Eino mechuyev lahayid.
It would seem he's barred.
He's saying more than that. So it's not in Perek Aleph Hilchos Eidos. It's in Perek Yud. In a way which makes it pretty clear by the company. By the way, I mean, you can't blame the Rambam, it sounds that way a little bit in the Gemara, right? Right, the Gemara doesn't say Lafuke Talmud Chacham. Okay, you could answer and say, because Talmud Chacham, the Kohen Gadol, are still hechetimtzis for it, you know, if they choose to come forward. As opposed to Melech, Shetei Maso Alecha, even the Kohen Gadol, right, but he doesn't make it for the... Okay, what about Melech Chabero? Let's say Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Beis David. That's a tricky kind of thing, right? All I'm saying is there's an omission in Perek Aleph Hilchos Seivos, which is very striking, and that the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Shavuos is not speaking the same way that he speaks in Hilchos Seivos at all. That's number one. Number two, on the other hand, let's say there's no psul, there's no Gemara that identifies a psul of Eidos. And just to be, again, getting back to the Rambam, if you recall, we went through, actually, pretty much, Perek Tes Hilchos Eidos. What is Perek Tes Hilchos Eidos? The Psulei Eidos. Why do we go through it? Nashim, Avadim, we spent quite a bit of time on Evet Knani, right? We talked about Ketanim, Cherishote V'Katan, correct? The Rambam lists... I have it here, right? Right? You don't have to rely on me. We have the smart board right here. The old-fashioned smart board. Okay. So, Perek Tes of Hilchos, Perek Yud of Hilchos, say this is Rishoy. Right, so the Rambam talks about Psul Rah, who's a Rosh, or Rosh, the Reis, and Rabbana. Asara, this is Perek Tes. Asara mine paslus hein. Ooh, okay. This looks promising, right? 10 categories of Psulei Eidos. Kol mi shenimsa bo achad mehen, arei u pasulei Eidos. He repeats it again. Asar mine pasulei Eidos, right? Colon, I mean the equivalent of a colon. Kol mi shenimsa bo achad mehen, arei u pasulei Eidos, right? Colon. Ve'eluhen, colon. I mean, you understand. It's like a triple announcement. Here they are, and here they are. Okay, what are they? Hanashim, Aleph, Hanashim, Beis, Ho'avadim, Gimel Haktanim, Dalet Hashotim, 5 Hachershim, 6 Hasumim, 7 Harishayim, 8 Habazuyim, Those are Darbanan already. 9 Hakrovim. And 10, which we'll talk about, Hanogim Beidusan. And then, for good measure, if you think the Rambam didn't colon you enough in that one halacha, so he says, Hare Elu Asara. Okay? Why does the Rambam do that? This is the Rambam, it's a very formal, this halacha is an introductory formal halacha. He's a make announcement, right? These are the 10, here they are, they're 10, they're separate categories, it's comprehensive, and I've broken it down. To such an extent that, again, you know what's missing? Non-Jews. But if you remember our analysis, non-Jews aren't missing. They're included in Avadim, but not because, at least my pshat, not because Avadim, Evikanani, I mean, have a tzad goy, but because they have a common denominator that both of them are not, quote, b'nei bris, right? That's halacha dalet. Avadim psul le'eshtim Torah, right? Shenemar eidim v'asisim akasha zamam. Michal Shiachov Kamo, right? Ma'echov b'nei brisaf, eidei b'nei brisaf. Kavachomer, legoyim, im abadim, shem b'miktas mitzas psulim, agoyim l'kol shem. All I'm trying to show you is, he could have made 11, or knocked somebody out to make this the 10th. This is very, the Rambam is very meduyak here, like always, and very comprehensive, and very paying close attention to the formal categories. What's under, so goyim, right, are under the rubric of avadim. They're bechlal avadim, not b'nei bris. Even avadim, kol shekein goyim. What's missing here? Melech. If melech, so what is melech? It's, if it's lack of chiv agad alone, seemingly, then it should be in perek aleph hilchos seder. This is my question. It could be other people ask it too. If it's a psul that we just don't know about, we need a makar, we need something in Shas that says it, maybe this is the Gemara that says it, Rav Papa. But again, no one seems to be arguing with Rav Papa. He's not quoting a makar. And where is it in the Rambam in Perek Tes? 10, you have 10 to work with. Could have been there's no Gemara that says, let me make that clear, that there are 10 psulim. It's a nice round number. You know, if you had a Mesorah, you could probably work it in, and if not, so there'll be 11. Right? It's not there. So what is going on?
He doesn't say Kohen Gadol either.
Right. Well, because Kohen Gadol is not puzzle. He's made Lamelech. He's kosher. And even, and at worst, it's, you know, maybe like Talmud Chacham Yeshlehi Mana. Right? That's my point. It's not under the rubric of Talmud Chacham and Kohen Gadol, which are more peripheral, simply a lack of Chiyuv Agadah. But it's also not under the psulim. Let me say this better. Let's say it a little better. What's the background for some of this? So, as we've discussed, but now we have it in front of us, there's this Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah here. If you look very quickly on page 5, right, look at number 33. Talmud Bavli Masechet Sanhedrin Chasam and Aleph. That's really the Mishnah. That's a Mishnah. It's a long Mishnah. I just took out the, you know, the relevant line, because Kohen Gadol is also in that Mishnah, right? Hamelech lo don v'lo donin oso, lo meid v'lo meidin oso. Okay, this is an explicit Mishnah that says that Hamelech, what is it? Lo don v'lo donim. You can't put him on trial. He can't be the dayan and he can't be the nidon. You can't put him on trial and he can't be the judge. That's what it says. Lo meid, he doesn't testify. Below me, Eden also, and you can't testify against him. Testify against him is again as being a nido. But so it sounds like the Mishnah says that he's not made. Is that because of kavod? Is that deraisa, drabanan? Is it kavod? Is it psul? What is it? So all the Gemara tells you is the following. Look at the next makar. This is number 36 and 37. Right, the Gemara, Sanhedrin Yotes, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Melech lo don b'chulei on the Mishnah. I'm Rav Yosef. Lo shanu ala malchi Yisrael. Wow. We thought we had a Mishnah. We thought the Mishnah was saying something very comprehensive, very fundamental. Right? The Gemara tells us, you should know, this Mishnah is only speaking about malchi Yisrael. Who are the real malachim? Malchi Yisrael or malchi Beis David? Malchi Beis David. Yeah. Now again, we recognize malchi Yisrael. I mean, I don't want to get into that right now. But and there was a time in Jewish history, that's what we're talking about, where Malkei Yisrael and Malkei Beis David. Malkei Yisrael also had some status, obviously. But the real Malk, the Melech of all time, Kesar Malkus, is only Beis David. Right? Yehuda. So, wow, this Mishnah is only talking about Malkei Yisrael. How could that be? So then the Gemara tells us, Abba Malkei Beis David, Don V'don Din Oso. Ooh. We notice it doesn't say anything about the Mayid and the Meidin part yet. So the Gemara says, Dixiv, Beis David, Komar Hashem Dino Levaker Mishpat. Which means that Melech, Beis David, has a role in meeting out Mishpat, being a Dayan, in other words. Now again, a couple of years ago, we spoke about, when we learned Sanhedrin, talked about the Drosha Saran, famous Drosha Saran, where he talks about the relationship between a Melech and a Dayan. Right, the overlap and the difference between them. Political leadership, legal leadership. Okay. So the point is that since a dayan has to have the capacity to be judge, the ilo dainin and lay, and if he can't be judged, right, inu hechidaini. Apparently prerequisite for being a dayan is that you have to have the ability to be a nidon. Right? Because aksid is koshu, the koshu. Amar Reish Lakish, kashet atzmecha, achakach kashet acherim. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I guess. You know, you can't be a dayan if you can never be a nido. So apparently, since the pasuk speaks daraisa about specifically a malchus based on it, some of the mafarshim explain, as we'll see in a moment, the reason that Malchei Yisrael were excluded is because Maisa Shehoya, the Yanei HaMelech story, which we've talked about, and we'll read inside in a second. And some of the mafarshim say, well, that it only happened to Malchei Yisrael. But in theory, the ego of a king that can be out of control, and it can't happen to Malkei Beis David. So some of the Mepharshim explain, they don't want to change the din d'orais, tamper with the din d'orais of Malkei Beis David. Because Malkei Beis David, part of their yichus is that they should be dayanim, and therefore they should be nidonim. So whether it's a kind of a taz type halacha, where if something's mefurish bakra, even if there's a good reason, taz has this klal, that if something's mefurish bakra, even if there's a good reason to make a gzera about it, Chazal will not make a gzera against a phenomenon that is mefurish bakra. That's a task. And others disagree. Right. And that's how he explains, why when it came to Bris Mila didn't they make a gzera on Shabbos, Shami Avi Renu, Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim, etc. Okay. So that's how some people explain this phenomenon here too. That since Malkei Beis David are associated with Din, and therefore Kashet Atzmecha V'Achaka Kashet Acherim, so even if the Gzeira would be relevant, they didn't want to do it. Or maybe the Gzeira just didn't happen to them, and therefore we didn't project on them. Ela Malkei Yisrael Maitam Alo. So the Gemara says, B'Shem Ma'isa Shahaya, we talked about this. The Avdei de Yanei HaMelech, Kotel Nafsha, the Eved of Yanei HaMelech, killed somebody, right? Amalehu Shem Ben Shetach L'Chachamim, Tenuei Nechem Bo. So the Shem Ben Shetach said, just because he's the Melech, it doesn't matter, right? The Mishpat Echad Yelachem, he has to follow the din as well. Unidonenu. So Shochule, Avdecha Kotal Nafsha. You can imagine who the Shliach was that they sent to Yanei HaMelech to tell him this. Your Eved was involved in a murder. So, you have to come to court. It's like a Shor Niskal, right? Shodri Lehu, Shol Chulei, Ta'ant Nami Lahachi, Lahacha. So they said to him, you have to come as well. Right? V'huad b'ba'alav, Amra Torah, Yavo, Ba'al HaShor, V'yamin HaShor. So they're probably that same din. Whether it's really the same din or not, or the Ebed, since he's a Gavra on some level, maybe it's more on the Dini Mamana side of it, but not really on the that's a discussion in the, seems to be in the Rishonim, and definitely the Achronim talk about this. In the world of Brisk, this is a big issue, whether the idea of Yabo Bala Shorv Yamadol Shoro applies fully or only partially to Ebed, but okay. Also Yasin. So he came. So then, Amaleshim Ben Shatach, Yanei HaMelech, he kept getting, reminders, about Mishpat Echad Yelachem. He says, Yanei HaMelech, Amod Al Raglecha V'Yaidu Becha. Don't come and sit. Stand. This is where all the Rishonim say, why was he less than Tavachacham? You know, was he less than a Kohen Gadol? V'lo lefaneinu ata omed, they said to him, I want to, you know, this is either an explanation or just rubbing it in, right? El lefnei misha amar v'hayah ha'olam ata omed, which is a powerful line. And when the Rishonim talk about the requirement of Balidinim or Edom to stand up, so the Mordechai quotes that the Chachmei Ashkenaz thought that the din, the requirement to stand up, Balidinim, Edim, possibly both, maybe one or the other, that is only Bizman that there are Dayanim Smuchim. That was the idea that's quoted in the Mordechai, some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Why? Because they said that Smuchim, you know, have the din of Elohim, Elokim, right? So there's a din of the presence of Dayanim Smuchim is like the presence of the Shekhinah, they say the Gemara Brachos and elsewhere, and therefore there's a requirement of Amida. But, you know, and once we have Shlichusayu, we don't have real Dayanim Smuchim. That was their idea. But it comes partially from this Gemara, where they said that the idea of standing up is Lola Fanenu Ata Omeid, Ela Lefne Misha Amar Vahaya Olam Ata Omeid. Shenem Bar Vahamdu Shnei Anashim, Hashem Lahem Arim, right? And so on. So Omar Lo, so finally, Yani HaMelech, you know, I guess he had it, and he... you know, with all of his, I guess, magisterial, you know, pride or whatever it was, or ego, said, Lo kishita omer, he said, not, you know, it's not going to be Shimon ben Shetach. Ela kamosha yomru chaberecha. He said, let's see what the rest of everybody has to say. Right? So, nifna limino, kavshu pneim bakarka, nifna lismolo, right? Kavshu pneim bakarka. Everybody's all of a sudden, like in the New York subways, they said that, I think, last week, you know. No one wanted to look at anybody. So Omelen Shem Ben Shetach Bale Machshavas Atem Yava Bale Machshavas VeYifra Mikem. Shem Ben Shetach was a Yikov Adina Sahar kind of a person. So he so Miyad Bogavriya V'Chavtan BeKarka UMesu. So the Gemara says that Ba'Osa Shah, as much as Shem Ben Shetach was in the right, but you know the whole episode obviously wasn't was a disaster. So Ba'Osa Shah Amru. Melech lodon, well, don no so, lo made, lo made no so. And here the gear says to bring all four in. I mean, don and may and made. So, anyways, you could certainly walk away from this sugya. On the one hand, you first read the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, before you know the Gemara, you think, oh, a dayan is pasul l'din, and he's, I'm sorry, Melech is pasul l'din, and he's pasul l'edus. Right? But once you read the Gemara, it's only Malche Yisrael, and it's Kamaisa Shahaya. Right, so the whole thing is a din drabanan. It's all takana. So what's a din daraisa? You would think that made miidin and dan v'danin. Even though the focus of the Gemara is really on the dan v'danin, because no one was asking him to be made, right? So the question is the right to have the girsa made or miidin? Where does that come from? Is the Mishnah's made miidin across the board, even malchei biz David, and it's a totally different din? It's the din of kavod or more, or maybe a stronger result of kavod. Probably that's how the Rambam read it, which I'll explain in a minute. Or, not at all. It's all just in of, you know, kavod and dezutar minei, but nothing more than that, except for the Gzeir Drabanon, which was more than that. And that's undone. And done him. Oh. So what's going on? If you look at the Rambam, for example, in Hilchos, just one more second, in Hilchos Melachim, look on the previous page, Paragimah Halacha Zayin. This also discussed, triggered a lot of discussion in the Nosa Kelim of the Rama. It says, Kvar Biarnu, he has this in the Hilchos Sanhedrin, Shemalche Beis David, Danin Oso Mi'idan Aleyen, Havamachi Yisrael, Gazru Chakamim, Shelo Yadun, right, Velo Danin Oso, Lo Meid Velo Mi'idan Alav, Vipnei Shaliban Gaspahen, because of their arrogance, the yavam in adavar takala, they have said aladas. It's bad for the religion. They say, "Oh, you know, why should we give in, you know, to these egoistical, you know, rulers?" Right? I mean, Shimon Shatach was presumably technically right, but the answer is bad for the religion. At the end of the day, it's hefset aladas. It creates all sort of tensions. You know, if the chachamim are not going to stand up, you know, for the right thing. And, you know, it's there was a korban here. It's an interesting thing from many points of view, this whole whole idea of, you know, what was right, what was wrong, you know, and so on. But anyways, the language of the Rambam here is fascinating because, you know, Kfar Biarnu, what is it? Shemalche Beis David, Donin Osan, right? Umi'idin Aleyem. Avomalche Yisrael, Lo Yodun, Lo Donin, V'lo Meid, V'lo Mi'idin. So, what's missing is Meid. About Malche Beis David. Right. So some of the notes that Kalim here say, you know, lavdafka, you have to take the whole thing. But a much more compelling, you know, diuk seems to be that Malchei Beis David are done umi'idin aleihem, right, but they're not mi'idin. And that would work very beautifully with the Rambam in Perek Yud Halach Aleph, where he seems to say, inam ru'uyim. But still, then the question is: it's not in Perek Aleph of Hoseidus, and it's not in Perek Tes. You know, it's not in Perek Aleph of Hoseidus, it's not in Perek Tes of Hoseidus. So I think that the answer is as follows, and I don't think it's complicated. I just think it's really important. It goes back to our, you know, earlier discussion about Nashim in a way, and Tosas, where we suggested that one approach may be to the Psul of Nashim. There are different perspectives on it. Is that the Psul of Nashim is Noveya for the fact that they never have a Chiyuv Haggadah. Right? And if you don't have a Chiyuv Haggadah ever, then you can't be Roy L'Hayit either. Because if you're Roy L'Hayit, then you should have a Chiyuv Haggadah. Or maybe it's that, that's the better way to say it. Because if you can assist in the case, then you should be coming forward. So maybe somebody who is Mufka, who never has a Chiyuv Haggadah, right, is in a not puzzle, but in a Roy L'Hayit. You have to make it that way. If he was Roy, if a Duso would be Edus, then there should be some level of Chiyuv. At least Bishlam with Talmud Chacham and Kohen Gadol, there are outlets. Right, they are obligated to come forward in some cases. But the idea of leaving it totally to the Melech is the only person, seemingly, right, who never has a Chiyuv Haggadah. Let's assume that this. Okay. Let's assume that this is true in Yisurim as well, for the moment, against Tosas and Sanhedrin. So then what we're saying is, so then it makes sense. It's not in Perek Aleph, because it's not just Yesh Lehi Mana alone. It's not just a discretion, right? He is Mufka from the Chiyuv Haggadah. And Kohen Gadol, at least, has the Chiyuv of Melech Haber. It doesn't matter that there's only one case. What it matters is that he's on the dockets. He's, you know, he's in the system. You can't be in the system only when you choose to, when you're never obligated to be, and so on. So, he's not in Perek Tes, because it's not a psul. Everyone in Perek Tes is possibly Eidos. Melech isn't possibly Eidos. He's just not mechuyev ever, and therefore he's in a roi l'hayim. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. And that's why it's omitted here in Hilchos Melachim, the way it is as well. Yeah.
If I understand, if he's Eino Roy L'Hayid, he wouldn't be in the Parsha of Karban Eidus. But what about what the Rambam says here? Im Heidu, Rohi Mechayim Oso Mamon.
Right.
If he voluntarily comes.
It doesn't help, because Eidus is not Chal. That's good, that works. The problem with the Rambam is there's another Rambam. And that is the Rambam Hilchos Shkagos. That part is good, actually. Because the Rambam says that if you were to be made, it wouldn't work. He doesn't say that about Kohen Gadol. He doesn't say that about, even in the case, let's say Kohen Gadol was made in a regular case. Or let's say Talmud Chacham went to court, B'dayin de Zutar Mine, when the Ram says Yesh Lehimana. And let's say even my pshat is correct, which I think it is, that he's not supposed to. Right, but if he was boy and he was made, right, it would work. Right? But here, because he's not Mechuyev ever to come to court, right, we're saying it, Ene duso edus, and since ene duso edus, there's no korban shuas edus. That's how he reads the Gemara. The problem is that there's another Rambam, and that's a problem anyway. That has nothing to do with my, or maybe it does, but it probably has nothing to do with what I just said, and that is the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. So there the Rambam says, number 15, Hamelech, or 16, Hamelech, the coin of Mashiach, right, a Kohen Gadol who's Nimshach, Mivin Korbanon, they bring their Korban, Al Shvuas Eidos, all shuas bitui, all tumas mikdash kadashav, kishar diotos. Shelo chilek akasav korban melech mi korban hediot umi korban mashiach elu mitzvah shechiyav al shigasan chatas kvua kamo shabiyar al korban olav yored kulan shavim. So I'll read to the background in just a second. We know. Okay, so that is a good. That's a solution. One of the solutions that are suggested by some of the Achronim, including the Kapos Tamarin, in his sefer on Yuma. He has Truas. What is it? Truas Melech is on Rosh Hashanah, and what's the one called on Yom Kippur? It's all the same sefer. It's all pretty. Kapos Tamarin is on Sukkah, Truas Melech on Rosh Hashanah. What is it? What's on Yom Tru? No, Truas Melech. Whatever it is. So he makes that suggestion. I'll get that in just a second. That's a Hechatimtzi answer. It could work. But notice what happens if he was an aide when he was a Melech, when he was a Hedyot, and then he became a Melech. Okay. So this is a known steer on the Rambam. This is a very difficult problem. So everybody talks, all the Nosei Kalim speak about this, if you look at it, either in Shavuos or in Chagos. There's a very famous Teferis Yisrael who talks about this in Horios and in Shavuos. He makes several suggestions. Basically, the Hechatimtzi approach is a very popular approach to this thing. And it takes several iterations. One is, for those who hold like Tosus, who think that the Rambam would agree with Tosus and Sanhedrin, that when it comes to Isurim, let's say, that that everybody is Mechuyev, so they say, we're talking about cases of Isurim. How can it be cases of Isurim? That's what Tzaras Yisrael says. Right? Talmud Chacham has to come Isurim. So Mestama also Kohen Gadol, I told you already in Perek Aleph Uchas Eid is not so clear, right? And the Rambam doesn't say anything about Melech, it doesn't sound like it, but let's assume for these Mefarshim, they say, Melech also, in Isurim, Ein Chachma Vein Tvuna. But the problem is, how do you get a Korban Shuas that you're about to ask?
What is Hesed Mamon by Isurim?
Exactly. How do you get a Korban Shuas Eidos by Isurim?
Yeah.
Well, you need Hesed Mamon. It's got to be Mamon. Yeah. So this is the question that they all ask against the Tveris Yisrael. But if you read the Tveris Yisrael in a couple of places, he knew this question too. So he says, no. What I mean is a case where you have both. For example, Eidos Sota. Right? So there's Hefsed Ksuva. Right? But the Kotochen of the Eidos is in the matter of Isurim. Right? So, the Melech has to come because it's a matter of Isur. This Korban Shavuos Eidos because it's Hefsed Mamon. Shalom al Yisrael. Cases like that. That's one group of Mefarshim. Or exactly what you just suggested. They say, I think that's the Kapos Tamarim, I think, who says, no. He was a Hedyot, Bishas Riya, right? And he was even implored to come to court by the Baal Dabar. Right, and then became a Melech. Then subsequently became a Melech. Before he took the Shavuah, he became a Melech. All right? Okay? Even that's a Mechudash, but that he's trying to, we understand where they're coming from. Other, then Netziv, in Merome Sada, in Horios, says maybe there's a difference between Melech and Nasi. Because, they really, you'll see in a moment, in the Sugis and Horios, they really speak about Nasi. Maybe the idea is that a Nasi of a Shevet has a din of a Melech with regard to the Horios, with regard to certain dinim, but he's not a Melech. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam means Melech, here he means a Melech of each Shevet. Okay? And so on and so forth. There's a lot of answers that were given that go in this direction. Personally, I have a different suggestion. I don't know if anybody else says this. There's one line in the Tzid that says something parallel to it, but doesn't exactly say it. What I'd like to say is as follows. If you continue reading the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, he says the following. Two things. Number one, HaMelech Mekorin Mashiach Mevi'in Karbonon Al Shvur Sa'edas. He doesn't say Mechuyev, he says Mevi'in. What does that mean? Right? What's the bigger point in the Rambam? We'll see the background in a minute. What's the background? Background is, we know that when it comes to certain Karbonos, a Melech and a Kohen Gadol and a Bezdin, a Gadol, right, Parum Dover Shel Tzibor, and so on. If the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, if the Melech makes a mistake, if the whole Bezdin makes a mistake, right? So sometimes that changes the configuration of the Karbonos. Right? That's really the bad. That's what they're speaking about in Horios. And part of the issue is, I'll show you, just look at Horios for a minute, is that true only in Chatos Kavua? Or is it also true in a Korban Asham? Right? Or is it true also in Olav Yored? We're interested in Olav Yored for the moment. Right? Bitri Sosayim, Tumas Kodshim, and Shuas Eidos, and Shuas Abikar, these are Olav Yoreds. So is the configuration of Karbanos different also for a Melech and Kohen Mashuach and a Bezdin, Hagadol, for those two? Or for those are only... So look for just for a second. You see, we have here the... Where do we have it? Two Mishnayos. You have to look at Pirush Mishnayos, but it's not for now. The detail. Talmud Bavli Horios Chesom at Beis. Misha says, Ein Chayavin al Shmias Kol. What is Shmias Kol? Shmias Eidos. Shama Kolola, right? Our Parsha. V'huein Oro Yadam Layagid V'nasa Avona. So, Ein Chayavin al Shmias Kol. V'al Bitui Svasayim. That's Shmias Bitui. Al Tumas Mikdash V'kadasha. Right? V'anasi Kiyotze Bahem. Divir Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Anasi Chay B'kulon. Chutz Mishmias Kol, Shamelech Lodon V'lodon In Oso. And then there's brackets. Lo Meid V'lo Meidin Oso. Right? Because it's always very tricky. The maid and the meidin part, but what does Rabbi Yosef Glili say? That even korban olav yored, there are nafkamina for a melech. A nasi here means a melech. That's what the Nitziv thought, that maybe it's about, you know, a nasi of a shevet, that kind of a melech, two dinim of melech. But okay, that's not for now. That's Rabbi Yosef Glili, and Rabbi Kiva says a nasi chay bekulon chutz mishmias kol. Meaning Shua Se'i. Why not Shua Se'idus? Because it's not Chayiv L'Hoyd, presumably. Okay. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion. What's the Makar? Lo Tam Drab Lo Tam. What's the Makar for Yosef Glili? They bring one Makar, then they say Lo Tam Drab Yosef Chagli Lamehacha. Tanya Hayar Bir Mi Omer Nemar Lo Sagia Yado Nemar Lo Sasig Yado. This is a carbon Olav Yored. Olav Yored means that, you know, you bring a different carbon depending on your financial, you know, wherewithal. So Misha ba lidea nius v'ashirus yatsanasi mashiach shein boin lidea ashirus. That's why they don't have carbon olive yori. Nasi desiv asa achas mikol mitzvah shem alakav mi shein al gabav el hashem alav kav. Mashiach desiv akoin agadol meachav shu gadol meachav right benoi bekoach bechachma uba osher. Then the Gemara has Hashem Vadai, this is the Mishnah. Hashem Vadai Hayachid Vanasi Moshiach Hayavin Ubezdin Pturim. Al Shmiya Sakol Abita Sasayim Al Tumas Mikdash Kadashav Bezdin Pturim, meaning Bezna Gadol if they made a psak mistake for the whole thing. Vayachid Vanasi Vamashiach Hayavin Ela Shein Koin Gadol Moshiach Hayav Al Tumas Mikdash Kadashav Dear Rab Shimon Mayim Mevi'in Korban Ol Biyored Rab Lazar Manasi Mevi Sa'ir etc. Then the Gemara. Notice the language of Mevi'in in the Mishnah, by the way. Same language as the Rambam. Rambam is according to that Mishnah. I'll explain in a minute. Tanya Rav Shimon hayanosein klal, kol sheyochid v'ashem talo yanosei kiyotzebo, Mashiach ubezim pturim. V'chol shu ashem v'adai, nesiach Mashiach kiyotzeb ubezim pturim, shmiyas hakol bitus asayim tumas mikdash kadashav, bezdim pturim, nasi Mashiach chayavim. El she'en anasi chay b'shmiyas hakol, v'lo Mashiach b'tumas mikdash kadashav. If you pay close attention to what's going on here, there are really two issues intersecting. One is, we'll go the second issue first, the narrow issue that concerns us, and that is from a Shvuas Eidos point of view, right, is a melech, is a nasi or a melech included or not? Right? And there's a broader question going on here, and that is this idea that a melech, that a kohen gadol, that a bezdin hagadol, right, are treated differently in the configuration of their karbanos, right? Is that limited to chatas kavua, or does it also apply to olu v'yored? And what about asham, and so on? Correct? What's the relationship between those two issues and questions? So basically, what I'd like to suggest is that what the Rambam understood was, I'm going to suggest the following reading, going back to the Rambam. Now, what the Rambam was saying was, this is the Rambam writing in Hilchos Shkakos, not in Hilchos Shavuos. So the perspective, the Horio's perspective, is the perspective that the Rambam is trying to project. Right? So the Rambam is basically saying, understand well, that in light, in this context, in this framework of Hilchos Shkakos, where we're talking about karbanos, and the question of whether there's a different configuration for a yachid, for a bezin agadol, for a melech, for a kohen gadol, from that perspective, from the Horio's perspective, from the Hilchos Shkakos perspective, says the Rambam, Hamelech, the Kohen Mashiach, Vivian Karbanon, Al Shuas Edus, Al Shuas Bitui, Al Tumas Mikishakan, meaning Karbon Olaviore, Kishar Adyotos. You should know that we paskin, not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we paskin that when it comes to Karbon Olaviore, the unique status of Melech and Kohen Gadol doesn't apply. We reject Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Shalochilak akasuv korban melech mi korban hedyot mi korban koin mashiach. That's what he's saying. El b'mitzvah shechayav and al shigas and chatos kavua kemosha biardu. Because that special din, which its roots in mikra in Torah Shabbat, and the way that it was understood by Chazal, that is limited to chatos kavua. Aval b'korban olav yored kulan shavim. I keep adding these words because I want to make it clear. Namely, from a Hilchos Korbanos or Shkagos or Horios perspective. And then the Rambam says, Kfar biyarnu b'Hilchos Shvuos, emasayi achai v'al Shvuos ha'edus, v'al Shvuos shigas bitui, emasayi apatra aleim. V'elzil derachia chai v'korbanos harbe, kimina shvuos, v'elzil derachia lo yachai v'al korban echad, u'b'Hilchos mechutzrei kapara, avar be'ezil derach tischai v'yom ledesa metzora korbanos harbe, be'ezil derach yischai v'kalechit korban echad. Meaning, now the Rambam is saying, by the way, however, I've told you what the law of Melech is regarding Korban Olav Yored, which includes Bitui, Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, and Korban Shvuos HaEdos, from the perspective of Mevi'in. Meaning, the Horios, or Shkagos, part of the Halacha. Now, of course, there's a second question, and that is, do we have the conditions of these particular kabanos, not from the perspective of Hilchos Shkagos, but from the perspective of Hilchos Shavuos? For that, you have to open up Hilchos Shavuos, see what I wrote there, or examine the conditions there, and then you'll see whether it does or it doesn't. So Lemaisa, the Rambam holds, if you look at Hilchos Shavuos, it's unequivocal, right? Unless you start playing with Heichatimsis, which is that Melech is mufka from Korban Shvuos Eidos because, we'll explain, he's mufka, he's in a royal Eidos, because unlike Kohen Gadol, and certainly Talmid Chacham, he's legamri, never has a chiyuv agada, and therefore he'll never have a Korban Shvuos Eidos. But from a Shkagos point of view, he's not mufka from Korban Shvuos Eidos. He just lamites of the conditions that trigger Korban Shvuos Eidos will never apply to a Melech. But it's not mufka from that parsha, and has nothing to do with Korban Olav Yored versus Chatos. The Raivid didn't understand it this way, as the Raivid says, Om Avram, Eina Melech Chai B'Shmias HaKol, V'lo HaMashiach B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. And I think the Rambam would say, you're absolutely right, but that's not what I'm writing about here. I'm writing about Mevi'in. Are they in the parsha of these Korbanos or not? So this just, if it's true, I believe it's true, so it explains everything, but it also is just another reinforcement to a theme that we have mentioned many times in the past, and it's very important too. And even if this is not a good example of it, that theme is true, which is that the Rambam's code, the Arach HaZaka, the Mishnah Torah was intended to serve a double purpose. On the one hand, it was a code of Jewish law, and it was intended, you know, to be used as such. But in my opinion, that wasn't the primary purpose, that was the secondary purpose. The primary purpose was for it to be a principled code of Jewish law. In other words, the Rambam was writing a Shulchan Aruch, a Chayadam, a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? Or the Rambam was writing an abstract, not just Sikkum, but a conceptual delineation of halacha. The answer is he organized, systematized everything, as we know. Every single sugya he took the hard way out, you know, practically in, or let's say, he didn't take the path of least resistance and simply copying over the Gemaras, otherwise we wouldn't be fighting about every single Rambam trying to figure out what it is. Right? The Rambam was an amazing writer and an amazingly clear thinker, who in every single sugya took the hard way, in different makoros and different psakim, because out of sincerity and profound understanding of Shas, right, he understood that, oh yeah, you know, you have to take understand this in light of the other sugya, and this in light of the Rishalmi, and this in light of the Sifrei, meaning he wasn't copying over the Gemara, and while he definitely wanted his Yad HaChazaka to also serve a practical function, if he really wanted it to be a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you know, for his time, it should have been upgraded and updated, you know, much more than it was. I mean, now and then the Rambam will say, well, our minhag here is different. But it's rare. He's not applying. If you look at the Rambam's tshuvas, there are a lot more, you know, for understandable reasons. He's being asked practical questions in his time and serving as a posek on contemporary issues. Here he relates to contemporary as much as he can, but the Rambam will not, almost always will not, unless again there's a certain greater urgency, he will not compromise, you know, the integrity of the systemization, and in some cases he won't even talk about certain topics that are going to mess up the classical Lidore Doros of all time. This is Toras Moshe. A great example of it, I've mentioned it in the past, but I can give you many examples, is where the Rambam makes editorial decisions. Sometimes he makes very pragmatic editorial decisions, understandably. And sometimes he makes editorial decisions that are tamua from the perspective of practical code. Right, the Rambam says in the beginning, I like to give this example because it's very, I think it's a very clear example. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, right, delineates, you know, the different perspectives on Kedushas Haaretz and the different acts of Kedusha. The Rambam says very, very clearly that, you know, Kedusha Shnia of Ezra was Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Yasid Lava. Right? And he said, goes on, he says, he spells it out. He says, you know, Trumas Maestros, after Kedusha, after, in time of Kedusha Rishona, after the Korban was Batel, and then with the Kedushas Ezra it was reinitiated, and that second Kedusha was L'Yasid Lava. If you stop reading the Rambam, if you read the Rambam from Perek Aleph, it was Trumas Halacha Aleph, through Hey or Vav, I forget, right, very easy to look it up. You get the, and then you take a quiz, and then they ask you, does the Rambam think that Trumas Maestros Bizmana Zez Doraisa or Drabana? Right? You have to answer, if you're reading it, Doraisa, because Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, right, in the boundaries that they apply to, you know, are Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Yasid Lava. It's only when you get to the last halacha, or last two halachas of a parak which has 25 or 20, 26, I think, parak Aleph Halacha Kafe and Halacha Chavav, where the Rambam drops the bomb. Oh, by the way, Chala, Trumos, maybe Maestros, Rab Chaim thinks that it applies even to Shemitah. It's all Durabanan, because Mizman Hazeh, there's no Bias Koch. What kind of a practical codifier, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, leaves people in doubt. If you don't, and if you learn, you know, halacha yomis, you know, or five halachos Shavuos. So it takes you 5 weeks until you realize that Trumas Maestras, you know, Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan. And no one can figure out, I mean, obviously no one can figure out. We still, with all the speculation, we don't know for certain. When the Rambam says, Yesh Kinyan Akum, right? Or Ein Kinyan Akum Lafkiya Mikdusha Saaretz, which the Pashtus only applies if it's Doraisa. So it doesn't even, once you get to Halacha Chav Hein Chavav, you have to reapply that Halacha. Probably. Or maybe. If it's like Surya, hard to know. Another topic. Meaning, what the point I'm trying to make is the Rambam knew exactly what he was doing, and sometimes he makes decisions based on, you know, being very pragmatic. Like, I think he put Lo Sachmon, which we just read about this past Shabbos, in Hilchos Gzela. I'm convinced, not because it's a Hilchos Gzela halacha, but because Chimud maybe a Taiva Mivil Lede Chimud, which he quotes, he says, a Chimud, a Taiva Mivil Lede Chimud, a Chimud Mivil Lede, you know, Gezel, right? Even though I think clearly that the Rambam's view is that Los Achmud is not a din, it's not a moderate form of Gezel. I think the Rambam holds that way. I think it's a Nisar Makshava. That's an opposite example of this. But many times, you know, I'll say it this way. The methodological question is not why is the Rambam sometimes pragmatic. The bigger question is how come sometimes he's not pragmatic? And I think that the answer is because the Rambam was trying to accomplish two things at the same time. Often they gel, and sometimes they don't. Namely, he's trying to write this conceptual, magnificent, comprehensive presentation of all of Jewish law, L'dore Doros, right? And at the same time, he's also writing a code for people, you know, who live in his era. But when he normally has to choose between the classical L'dore Doros Mesima, you know, and the narrower, you know, historical one for his time, thankfully, I think, you know, that's why we're still here, you know, marveling and gleaning, you know, continuously insights from what the Rambam did. So thankfully, he erred on the side of the classical work rather than on the contemporary work, even though they were both. And this, I think, is a great example of it. You know, the Rambam, and he hints at it. You know, look at Hilchos Shavuos. Like, why write this? The answer is because it's very, from a Horios and Shgagos point of view, conceptually, a Melech is not Mufka from Shavuos Eidos from a Horios point of view. He's Mufka from Shavuos Eidos from a Choshen Mishpat Shavuos Eidos point of view. Right? That's spelled out very clearly in Hilchos Shavuos. So he says, Kvar Biarnu. And the same thing, Tumas Mikdash Kadashav and the Kohen HaMashiach. Yeah, did you have a question?
Just a question. I mean, it's a possibility that
Rambam
has that formulation of legal Kalev Yisrael, that the Melech has the heart of all the Jewish people in his corpus, so to speak. So is that potentially why he can't give Eidos against Simul Yachid? Because he's really the amalgamation of
maybe. He doesn't say why. He just says, Eino Roi L'Hoi. I've been assuming that it's a, you know, that based on the diuk, that Kohen Gadol at least, you know, has Melech. And Melech has no Chiyu. And, you know, and based on other evidence that if you have no Chiyu, maybe you should also be Eino Roi. I mean, the idea that it's just up to you and you never, you know, have a legal obligation or a civic duty. You know, maybe a pagan. But he doesn't say that anywhere. So that's an interesting take. I would have loved to find him say, like, even if he said it in a letter or, you know, I'd say, wow. But I hear him. I haven't thought of it, but I think it's an interesting idea.
I was thinking of another approach that Amalek is not subject to Dinin himself, because a king can, he can execute people without a basin, without anything. He's moved up from the whole. If he can execute somebody, then he doesn't have to worry about whether you're over on Natil Sedayim, you know.
Right, but he does have many dinim, and he has to have his own Sefer Torah with him, and he is held to the law. And the whole Shem Ben Shattach story shows you that they hold him to,
but
you know, too.
From many of the dinim.
But in a sense, you're saying something like Simcha. Well, it is, in a way, that you're saying that some of his other special prerogatives or status, you know, make they can in a royal hide. It's interesting that it's not spelled out so clearly. But not in the Gemara either, in a way. I mean, it's just very fact. They have this Gemara here. They're a papa. No one argues they're a papa. You think when you read the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, whoa, it's even more than that. But then you read the Gemara and it's less than that. And the Yerushalmi is pretty parallel. Then you have the Ram Adonis Malachim and you have all these... So there's definitely... there's definitely something consistent going on here. And there's definitely a lot that's not being explicated. So I think these are reasonable ideas alongside what I'm suggesting.
Yeah. What's the limit of not saying it's possible but categorizing it anal roi?
Because there is no psul. I mean, the reason an eved is mufka mi'edos is because he's not a ben bris. And the cheresh adved, there's questions of das, and nashim are, we don't really know about nashim why, but definitely it's exeris akasuv. He doesn't quote from the Shnei Noshim Bedin. He quotes this other makar. It's another example of Rambam. He says, Shnei Nedim, Belashon Zachar, and it triggers, and then he mentions, the Hazama thing. But there's no makar, and it's not Betoras Psul, it's Betoras more. In a way, he's above the system. If he's too above the system, then he can't participate in the system either. The Chiyuv Agada is a way, it's like a minimal, you want to be an aid, or you want to be kosher la'aid, you have to sometimes be mechuyev la'aid. And if he's never mechuyev la'aid, he can just come and, he can participate or not as he chooses. I'm suggesting that that makes him, if he's not answerable to the system,
He's
outside the system, and he can't, be koveya either.
Why couldn't he send an antler?
What?
Yad HaYamel, why couldn't he send an antler?
Oh, so this is part of the that's part of the antler discussion. Nakanami. When we talked about antler, they were they were talking about kamed shvua. Was it because? Yeah, no, for sure that was part. Or maybe it proves from there that that only nashim can have an antler or tabdei chamim or yeah, that was part of the discussion. Okay. Part of our antler discussion, 100%. Okay, it's Yerushalmi there that talks about that uses the phrase antler. In Kohen Gadol, in that sugya.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize we saw that. Okay, so at least we finished this. So next time we're going to begin. We did Lamed Aleph. We did a Dumino Mino, Dumino Gukbiatra, and Amen. We did quite a bit of these things. So we're going to pick up next time with, we're going to read the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph from today. So we're really going to discuss the Gemara on Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph about Majviyei Echad Pata. That's really where we're up to, and we'll move a little more rapidly through that.